Welcome to the Bridging Success Podcast. I'm Bo Jenkins, founder and CEO of BridgeNet Technology Consultants, where we solve challenging technology issues for growing businesses. We are the leading customer-focused, community-involved expert technology consultants. Welcome to Bridging Success, the podcast where top B2B CEOs and executives share their insights, challenges, and game-changing strategies that drive innovation and business growth. I'm your host, Bo Jenkins, founder and CEO of BridgeNet Technology Consultants. Each episode, we spotlight visionary leaders shaping the future, diving into critical decisions, leadership philosophies, and breakthrough moments that have propelled them to success. On this episode, I'm joined by Pavel Shankarenko, an experienced leader with over 20 years of experience in financial and legal technologies, business development, and client-contractor relationship automation. Pavel is the co-founder and CEO of Mello. Pavel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
So let's just start off. Tell us a little bit about how Mello came to be and how you got to where you are today.
We started our business 10 years ago. I think we were maybe one of the first contractor of record system in the world. We started in 2014 in Europe, and we concentrate our attention in European market first, Eastern and Western part of the Europe, and we help companies to manage their freelance forces and work like an intermediary that allows us to automate document flow, all the paperwork, payment processing, and tax reporting in many countries. That's really important for the companies who focused on the freelance forces in their core activities.
Started out as solar staff in 2014.
Yeah.
And then we
switched to Mello after the war between Russia and Ukraine happens. So we divided our businesses in two separate business units, and now that's two different types of businesses. Mello works worldwide, and Solar Staff focused on CIS countries only.
Understood. Got it. So how many countries is Mello in? How far across the globe do y'all span today?
We cover more than 100 countries. I'm not counted because that depends on the demand all the times.
Sure. Let's talk about automation and integration for a minute. How does Mello deploy automation and integration techniques across systems to help empower employees, empower their clients, or maybe both?
We developed our own systems to automate some paperwork, some document flows, and even some kind of user journeys. But we also use the third-party services a lot. So when we facing with some kind of new issues or new demand, first of all, what we are doing, we start to search the ready-to-use solutions to be integrated in our system. So nowadays, when we, for example, receive the new, not even restrictions, but some strong KYC requirements, we integrate with a lot of KYC and KYB providers in many countries to do not try to cover all that KYC proposes by our in-house solutions. So we aggregate some kind of local KYC and KYB providers in many countries, and that works pretty good and allows us to stay global without a lot of investments in our in-house software solutions. And the same we did with financial institutions. We aggregate more than 80 different payment service providers across the globe to cover all the territories with the local payment service providers and to do not do any transactions by ourselves alone. We just use our licensed partners in many countries. And that allows us to be cost effective, first of all. So we all the time compare the rates and prices and speed of the transactions, and we could choose those kind of providers that gives us the best rate on this territory, the separate one. So I think the our way of doing automation is focused on our core activity and build our system that covers the core journey map of our users and all other stuff. We try to integrate third-party services and integrate more than one all the times to make the competition between them inside our system to stay cost-effective all the times.
How many different payment systems did you say?
Maybe 80.
Oh, that's incredible. And y'all are looking at exchange rates, speed, and compete with one
Covered
another.
territories, methods of payouts, currencies, exchange rates, etc.
You mentioned two acronyms that I'm not familiar with, KYC and KYB. What are those two acronyms?
Know your customer and know your business.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's almost the same. But if we will talk about know your customer's procedure, that always about the personality. And when we talk about the KYB, it's about the corporate documents. So some kind of checks related to the clarifying of the corporate structure, beneficial owners, and etc., etc.
I'm on the same page now. One of your biggest challenges you mentioned was managing compliance across a global expansion. How does technology help Mello manage different labor laws and regulations at scale?
Our partners helps us a lot with that. So we do not trying to cover all the procedures in all the countries by ourselves. We just raise our infrastructure and partnership agreements with the local service providers in the territories we operate. That really suitable for us, because if we will start to build our own infrastructure in every country, that will cost a fortune for us.
Tough. Yeah, tough. So, from a contractor experience, how does tech make their experience feel just as supportive, maybe, as that of a if they were a full-time employee? How do you engage your techs using, how do you engage your contractors using tech?
I think that difference between full-time employees and contractors now after the COVID has been changed, because a lot of companies start to have their remote-ready infrastructure, and we can see how companies use the hybrid workforces when their in-house employees works together with the part-timers, contingent workers, freelancers, project-based workers, gigs, etc. And in that case, technologies like video conferences, messaging systems, task tracking systems, contractor of record like Mello, etc., that they helps companies to manage the freelancers, and they help freelancers to create all the necessary documents, invoices, payments, receive all the tasks, clarify what should be done. And that could be really the same with a distance, not the same, but similar. For example, if company, if any kind of company have one office in one city and they sit together, now sometimes they use, for example, Zoom for the meetings, but they are using the standing nearby rooms, but they do not meet in person. They meet inside the Zoom
Even though they're
because
in the
they
same
have
building.
that they have so systems of scheduling the calls that's organized in make everything placing in order. And that's really helpful for the managers and for the contractors on one hand. On the other hand, we digitalize almost everything around us. And that also have the impact on the remote work and the project-based work. And also, the important thing is the social behavior of the current population of the human being, especially in well-developed countries. We start to expand the time during the lifetime period when we do not have a lot of responsibilities for the third parties and third persons. So later marriages, later having children, it means single households are not the most popular thing, but it is popular. And starting from the 18 until the 35, the men and women, they could be alone. It means no any kind of obligations and no restrictions and no responsibilities. And that helps them to receive more freedom, to change their way of living and the places and the projects and professions. Nowadays, we have the speed of changes is growing rapidly, and new professions and occupations appears in 1 year, in 2 years, and since that years, we receive millions of people involved in that kind of processes. You can just imagine, 3 years ago, there are no any kind of prompt engineers, already not even nobody can recognize what is that, what does it mean,
right?
In 3 years we have millions of people, they recognize themselves as I'm a project based prompt engineer. Yeah, millions of people in 3 years.
Yeah.
No universities, no some kind of courses. That means some kind of lifetime learning for everybody. And that also actually impact on the project-based workers.
You mentioned how y'all bridge the gap between full-time and project-based work, especially as Gen Z workers start to actively enter the workforce. You talked about some of that, the later marriages, the later childbearing ages. How do you keep your team connected and aligned dealing with those changes and bringing those people into the fold? Does tech play a role in that? How do y'all come together as a team at Mellon?
First of all, I have to tell you, not everybody able to work in that conditions like an independent contractor, because that's all about ability to be self-organized. And sometimes it doesn't work, and it depends and rely on the managers. Now we have the different approach for the project management. We have remote communications first. That means when you start your business, you start to build all the infrastructure for the remote management. And that is the standard for the corporations, not only in US, in Europe, and in emerging market also. When you establish the company and hire just a couple of workers, you have the Jira or some kind of task tracking system, and that remote first infrastructure. You start to use Google Meet or some kind of Google Docs or Zoom, as I mentioned before, for video conferences. That we have a lot of online sources for the project management and coordination and collaboration tool for the team management based on the remote relationships first.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So you touched on prompt engineering and how in the last 3 years that's suddenly become a thing with AI driving that. How is Mello using AI as a competitive advantage? Where do you see AI advancements moving the needle for Mello in the coming years?
We start to use AI 3 years ago. First of all, to simplify the document flow in paper forms and online forms. We recognize the experience and the previous experience of our users and just pre-fill all the forms and fields that we could with that AI system. But after we start to use AI with our new products, for example, now we have AI-based talent acquisition tool that helps managers, the hiring managers, to find the right talent for their task. That works like a booster for the networks of the managers. We used AI to create the job description or service request. You need just one sentence, what should be done? And we convert that into the full description of that, what should be done. And after then, we use AI to match the skills and the levels of the freelancers with that service request to give you the best match possible.
And where do you see it moving the needle for y'all in the coming years? What do you got your ear to the track with AI? What do you see changing?
If you remember 10, maybe more years ago, in a lot of resume, you could see I'm a MS Office user or
Word
something like
Excel.
That.
I know Word, Excel, and Outlook, right?
Yeah. I think now we have almost the same. It's about the productivity. AI tools, they are unable to replace the humans, but they could increase dramatically their productivity. And the team with AI will be more and more productive.
What you have to come across a bunch of freelancers in your line of work. What's one tip that you would give a listener in our audience who may be a freelancer out there looking for work?
Build your own network. Network is the key.
Network's the key. I like that. Anything that we didn't talk about today that you want to cover, or one key takeaway you hope that people remember from this conversation today?
I don't know. I think I answer your questions. You ask, I'm answering.
Great. So how can our listeners that want to learn more about Mello, how do they find you? How do they stay updated on the latest developments?
We have all the news in our mello.io website. That's the best thing that they could do.
Just www.mello.io.
Yeah.
All right, Pavel, I really appreciate your time today. Thanks for coming on the show. I enjoyed speaking with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Bo. Thank you so much for listening to the Bridging Success Podcast. If you are a successful business owner who would like to be on this program, please visit podcast.bridgenetllc.com to sign up. If something in this episode connected with you, would you mind sharing it on social media? Just take a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or share it on your favorite social media platform. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media with the hashtag #BridgingSuccess and let them know about the show. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, and reviews, they go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, bridgenetllc.com, or follow me on LinkedIn. Find me on Facebook at /BJakins or on Instagram at BoJakins. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.